Hey, guys. Welcome to Friday's episode of the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Bringing you the latest world news and health research. Don't mind me. I was running a little behind. I was trying to make the shake on the set here. The collagen, fit food, and purple sticks. Hope you guys are staying strong and healthy today. Got some articles I'm going to be covering for you. Interesting stuff that's been going on as well. And in a positive light, starting off the show down here in Florida, it's not something that I highly recommend doing, but Florida now has basically lost to the appellate court. It is now fully legal to open carry firearms in the state of Florida.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Open carry of firearms in the state of Florida.
Yeah, but there's certain restrictions. You can't like carry them in the restaurants or in the public buildings.
That all comes down to private preference of building. A building can ban you from carrying open carry. But as far as if you're running around doing stuff, it's fully legal.
Kind of love this state.
Now, granted,
don't come here.
Let me tell you guys something. I've carried for almost 20 years. No. I do not recommend carrying openly on a regular basis in public, period. You do. One aspect of concealed carry is it gives you the element of surprise. If you're in a situation where you're in a place and you're open carrying and somebody comes in with basically, you know, try to rob the place, you're going to be the first target. Now, you're probably going to be the fastest target. You're going to be able to draw quick, but you're also all going to be the first target. And so, again, I like the element of surprise. However, if you're doing something, you're running around, you're open carry, and you got to run to a store or something, and you have the ability not to go to jail. So, problems. I'll tell you guys a story. This is a really annoying story, but it was a long time ago. I was 19, and I had a hunting shotgun. I was with one of my buddies. We had two hunting shotguns. This is when Florida really got liberal.
Legal shotguns.
These are legal shotguns. These are legal hunting shotguns. There's no. We'd go out to Ridgeland and Green Swamp.
You were in my truck.
Yeah, I was 19 years old, and we got pulled over for running a red light. And we'd been out in the Green Swamp, and LPD, Lakeland PD, and their infinite stupidity, basically saw two shotguns. It was a regular cab. We didn't have a case, because at the point in time, there was no legal requirement to have any firearm in a case in Florida. And they had changed this law and, like, reworded the language on it, basically of open carry. So we got pulled over. They saw the shotguns in the car. They pulled us out. They handcuffed us. They searched the truck illegally. I told them, I said, you know, I have consent to search my vehicle. We're not doing anything illegal. We're searching anyways. They pulled the shotguns out. They end up seizing the shotguns. They give me written arrest, my buddy written arrest, so they didn't take us to jail that time. They went and basically arrested us on paper, which gave us a court date. They charged us with open carry of a firearm. That was the verbiage that was on the arrest docket. And of course I went and talked to an attorney, and he immediately got the whole thing no build thrown out, period. We ended up getting our shotguns back, and he even flat out said, he goes, this is one of those really, really stupid redneck laws that they changed in the state of Florida without any vote, never even told anybody about it, because it was all about, well, if we could see a firearm at any point in time now, we're charging with open carry.
They were under the seat too.
Yeah, you could not see them unless you stuck your head in the doggone truck and started peering around. So anyway, so that's why that law really need to be appealed, and it was, and now it has been completely reversed. And so in the state of Florida, you can open carry, and this is primary geared towards that exact situation. If you have a handgun or a rifle in your vehicle and somebody pulls you over and they see it, now all of a sudden they can't drag you out of the car, throw you on the ground, handcuff you, search your vehicle, and take you to jail because you had open carry of a firearm. So I'm glad to see that done.
I remember when that happened. Yeah, you were pretty upset, and you had a right to be.
Yeah.
And I remember
they seized the firearms, too. They took both our shotguns.
That's what I'm going to tell them. They seized the firearms, and the woman who did it was a real Butch Dyke lesbian.
Literally.
No, she was. And, you know, she was meaner than a snake, you know, on a griddle. I mean, she was mad. And so they no-billed it. I mean, they just completely, it wasn't even dismissed. It was not even, there was no charge.
Dropped.
And so I called her up because it was my truck, and I also wanted his hunting gun back. And I said, I need to get the guns back from you. You seized them illegally out of my truck with no search and seizure. You had no warrant. You looked inside.
And they weren't involved in a crime.
No, I said, your guy who basically took them looked inside the vehicle, searched the vehicle without my permission.
And without my, I told them no.
Yeah. And I said, I need the guns back. She said, well, I'm not giving you the guns back.
Yeah.
And so here's what I said to her, and I probably shouldn't have said it, but I did. I said, I'm filing theft charges on you.
Yeah.
She goes, what did you say? I said, I'm filing theft charges on you.
We're going to the county and file theft charges.
I said, we're going to file charges against you. I said, you're going to play this game with us. We're going to play it.
Which, by the way, that's a felony. Theft of a firearm is a felony.
And I said, you can't steal the guns out of my truck. I said, this is a no bill. This there's no case here. And she said, well, I'll call you back in a few minutes. About 10 minutes later, she calls back. You can come pick the guns up.
Yeah.
Because what was happening, that's fixing to go into her permanent record, her file. Yeah. And I was giving her the opportunity not to have that happen. And I said, you can't be taking people's stuff like this.
Well, I remember we talked to one of my buddies as a sheriff and said, can we file theft charges? He goes, if there's a no bill and there's a no case and there's nothing on the docket at all, absolutely you can file theft charges with the sheriff's department.
But for some reason, they just got a doggone.
That was during the LPD time though, when they were just
they messed with me with the seatbelt right after that. And then before it was over with, the police commissioner got fired.
Yeah.
Okay, this is back about the same time. And three guys of this I got charged for turning a sports car sideways at 20 miles an hour, changing lanes. I was charged with illegal lane change, which wasn't even true. You can't even do that with that car. And for some reason, the guy was on a bunch of steroids. And I mean that very sincerely.
No, that was a problem with Lakeland PD. Is they all, that's what I've got. No. They're all heavy, heavy roid users.
And they were heavy roid rage. And I got charged for not listening to a police officer while I was wearing a seatbelt at a seatbelt check. I won't even go into it today. It's a stupid story. I've told it many times. And anyway, three out of five people involved got fired. And then they had two doggone internal affairs investigations, and everybody's lying. And I'm like, this is unbelievable. Finally, it was a tar baby for the Lakeland Police Department. They just wanted to go away. It was all dismissed. But it was unbelievable. And when you get cops like that, because there are a lot of really good police officers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I really respect them. I really appreciate what they do. They put their lives on line every single day, and they're great people. But sometimes you just get somebody who's just they got picked on in high school or something. I don't know what the heck their deal is, and they go off and they get trained and somebody gives them a gun and a badge, and now all of a sudden they're like
they're emboldened.
Well, no, it's like them against the world. Yeah, they hate everybody.
They do. They hate everybody.
It's like the little leprechaun that pulled me in my car the other day, about 6 months ago, screaming and yelling at me. And I'm like, what did I do?
You drive with the flow of traffic.
You know what you did? I thought, well, I really don't know. And then, of course, he told me, and I said, well, whatever. Just, you know, I mean, I told him, after you finish screaming and yelling at me, he says, anything else you want to say to me? I said, yeah. I said, I hope you have a blessed day, bud. Be careful. And he still showed up at the trial, the court case.
Yeah.
The hearing.
One of those.
I had to take the stupid 4-hour class to get the points off. I can't even believe it. What a waste of time.
But anyway, so that was positive news for Florida. And again, I know a lot of people are still mourning as far as this stuff with Charlie.
Yeah, our condolences.
And my condolences again to the family. This whole thing has just gotten so bizarre the more I've done into it. We talked about it a lot.
Now they have the shooter.
Well, yeah, now apparently they have this random shooter now that they've identified that his dad turned him in. I'm like, okay, cool story.
Yeah, cool story.
Did you ever seen the movie Shooter, Mark Wahlberg? But one thing that I did, you'll find this, if you guys haven't seen this or found this out yet, because it's extremely, buried in the news stories. I told you guys, what else could have happened on Wednesday with this horrific assassination? What possibly else could have been going on? Well, you guys asked, and I delivered. Senate Republicans defeat efforts to force the release of the entire unredacted Epstein files in the Senate. Of course. So in the close vote, Senate Republicans defeated an effort Wednesday to insert language into Congress's authorized bill that would force the public release of all case files on sex trafficking investigation into the Jeffrey Epstein. So, Senate Republicans, you did your job for your country in the Middle East. Congratulations.
Senate Republicans, I'll give you a camera. Senate Republicans who voted to stop the Epstein release, is there something you're trying to hide?
Tell me you're a pedophile without telling me you're a pedophile.
You know, and so, quite frankly, I'm just going to be kind of direct with my vernacular here. If you voted to stop the release of the Epstein files, dude, or female or whatever you are, you suck. I'm
100%.
I mean, what is wrong with you? I mean, the entire planet wants to know what happened with Epstein, but we're not going to release the files. Well, you know why? Because there's too many of your friends and colleagues.
Oh, yeah.
They're involved in this. And so they don't. Remember, they're saying that's the Epstein hoax now. That's what Trump called it. The Epstein hoax.
Doesn't exist. Never happened.
Then we asked, when they said that a month ago or 2 months ago, I said, well, why is Ghislaine in jail?
How'd she get convicted?
A hoax.
They had enough evidence, enough documented evidence within a reasonable doubt.
20 years.
To get for 20 years in a federal prison. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're saying, well, we don't know why she's here. Who is this girl in prison? Why is she even incarcerated? We don't know anything. There was nobody about nobody.
Well, probably she's a good little whatever, and she's good for the next 3 years. She'll get herself a presidential pardon before he gets out.
No, yeah.
Or even after midterms.
No, yeah.
Even after midterms, because that way they can't blow back on him.
And what they'll do is it'll be real, real low-key hush-hush, and they'll probably
it'll be another week when they kill somebody else. You know, just make sure they cover up the news cycle.
There you go. There you go.
But, you know, I mean, you think about it. I mean, yes. They're even asking Molina to go to Trump now to release the Epstein files. There's a reason that Trump can't release the Epstein files. And Elon Musk told us about it and got kicked out of out of D.C.
Yeah.
Trump's in the files. He told us that.
And regardless of what is in it, the thing about it is now they have made this such a spectacle of trying to hide everything in it. Now everybody knows there's stuff in it. Because you don't try to hide something this aggressively and try to manipulate the narrative this aggressively if you're not trying to hide something. You don't. There's no reason to.
Well, the problem is the money. It's Les Wexner. It's Jeffrey Epstein. It's
$70 million six-story apartment in downtown Manhattan gifted you from Les Wexner after you do your time.
You know, and you know, the thing about it is, think about it for a second. 1,000 girls, where do they all go? I keep asking that question, and we got about 20 of them that are running around screaming and yelling. About 6 of them have died mysteriously, and there's still about 20 left saying stuff. But where are the rest of these? Where are the other 980 go?
Well, and Charlie Kirk made this comment on his show about a month ago as far as that everybody started to question the narrative now as far as Epstein being a Mossad agent and being an intel agent.
Oh, he said that.
Oh, yeah. I watched a video on it yesterday. He started questioning it, too.
You know, I covered that years ago when Epstein, you know, was released from prison and ran off to Israel or, excuse me, wherever he went. And because he ain't dead. Mossad doesn't kill Mossad. We saw that with the shooting. And the thing about it is that, you know, Charlie Kirk was telling the truth and had brought Candace Owens on. Here's the problem. Now, doggone, I'm just going to say something. I would have saved this for our podcast, you know, when we have a pay-per-view thing, but I'm not doing it. I'm just going to tell you right now.
Oh, boy, it's okay. Friday.
No, I've had enough of this. You know, every once in a while, I just want to cuss. When I hear about stuff like this. Now, I know I'm not supposed to cuss. I got that. Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. I got that.
Okay? You want some grace today?
Yeah, but I may have to repent on Sunday again, okay? Because we confess our sins every Sunday in church, you know, at the Lutheran church, okay? And I'm not saying that gives us the right to go out and do things so we have grace. The Bible says, should we continue to willfully sin so that grace may increase? It says, by no means we died to sin. How can we live it any longer? But I'm just telling you, sometimes I just want to cuss. And I'm not talking about using God's name in vain. I don't do that. But I want to say, like, no, I'm not going to say it on the show today. I almost said it again. But, you know,
You're doing good, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to say it like this. What in the H-E double sticks, there you go, are these people thinking in Congress who are refusing to release this mess about Epstein? And why do we not want to talk about Israel? Now, let's stop for 1 second. Let's just have a little chit-chat here. Me and you on a Friday, we'll do a fireside chat now for the next 45 seconds. We got an issue with Samuel Untermyer and these boys and girls pushed the Federal Reserve Act, and they're all Zionists trying to reestablish the state of Israel, which started 100 years earlier in England after the Rothschilds took over the Bank of England. And then all of a sudden they decided to give us World War I. And all the persecution against the Jews. And then World War II, which really got the persecution against the Jews going, was all funded by the international banking cartels, including Hitler in the very beginning. He broke rank with them. About 37, we started printing debt-free currency. That really made them all unbelievably angry. And so they came after Germany and pretty much have destroyed the DNA. Here's the problem, Buckwheat, and all you weirdos that do this stuff, okay? My DNA ain't contaminated. I understand what happened in the 1800s. My mental acuity and my fluting reasoning skills are pretty doggone good still. I still read a lot. And so you can't say to me, oh, this didn't happen. Why don't you read The Bad War by King? That'll give you a real indication of what happened, who ran the show on this. But then Israel comes in, and they want to have their own state, and they get it. Okay, and they come in there with machine guns, and they take the Palestinians out. And with machine guns, they take them out, killing a bunch of them on their way. They moved them all out, basically under martial law, and started Israel. Well, then all that happened. Everybody's well and good. But Israel now wants nuclear weapons. You know, they were actively involved in the stuff that happened in the Civil War in Russia, which overthrew the Tsar. They were actively involved in what happened with China. But now they want war. Now they want to have nukes. John F. Kennedy says, ain't no way Israel's getting nukes. We don't need nukes in the Middle East. It's a hotbed over there. I'm paraphrasing Kennedy. Not happening. Never going to happen. Whatever. Well, Israel decides that we're not going to have that kind of nonsense coming out of the United States of America. So we are going to go ahead and work with our Mossad agents. And guess what? Kennedy's going to be no longer a problem. I can't believe Ted just said that. Well, I'm just letting you know that it wasn't just Mossad. It was CIA and a whole bunch of other people involved with the mafia that took Kennedy out. watch the video from JFK to 9/11. It's a rich man's trick. Just watch that one. So now we got now we have Israel directly involved in that. Israel, who's the home of the Rothschild banking cartel. Israel, which is the fiefdom of the Rothschild banking cartel, with non-extradition treaties. Nobody gets extradited from Israel. And now Israel decides they're going to build a big wall between them and Palestine, and they're going to continue to expand their land with a greater Israel program. Okay, well, Johnson gets involved in all that. They start running drugs to the mafiosa groups, including the Jewish mafia and the Italian mafia and everybody else. But Israel's got their hands in all of it. So all of a sudden, we have a situation in which Israel wants World War III. So what do? They shoot and the USS Liberty, 5,000 rounds of ammo going to, including a torpedo. The ship's blown almost in half. The whole bottom of the ship gets, you know, flooded. And then the commandos come in with the Mossad to kill the rest of the people on the ship. But they get an antenna up and they go, oh, my gosh, Israel's attacked us. Oh, my gosh, it was an accident as we were flying stars and stripes over the ship. Watch the video, Sacrificing Liberty. It's the best. It's the people that were on the ship talking. They're not playing games here. They're really upset still 50, 60 years later.
It was the most decorated U.S. warship.
It was the most decorated U.S. warship. Okay, well, Israel did that. You think, well, I can't believe that. Well, then you got to step into the, you know, you got to read the book. It's the Operation Gladio, the unholy alliance between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia. And then you start to realize that Israel doesn't even have worshiping of the Most High God as their leadership. They're basically Kabbalist, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan, and they worship a snake on a tree. Oh yeah, they got a rock before the Wailing Wall because they have to have sex with an archangel to get the word out to this Ein Sof God they've got. Why don't you look all this stuff up? And we keep thinking it's the God of Israel is our God. It's not anymore. I'm just telling you the truth. For the vast majority of the leadership of Israel, now there are some Jews out there that are basically, they believe in the God of Abraham still. They do. But the vast majority of them don't even practice Judaism. There's Jews by birthright.
Follow the Talmud.
Yeah, and they follow the other ones follow the Talmud. And I'm not going to pick on them for that. We'll be done with all that. But then we start looking at all the dual Israeli citizens in Congress. Mm-hmm. James Traficant said they control both houses of Congress. Then he probably died in a tractor accident. All the rest of this stuff, and they put him in prison for 7 years. And then you have Charlie Kirk. Yeah, now we're fast forwarding and skipping a lot. And he starts waking up, and here's the problem. And it happened to Candace Owens. It happened to the that one black rapper. What's his name?
Kanye West.
Kanye West. It's happened to me. It's happened to most of you watching this show right now. You start looking at all of this crap, and you start seeing a common denominator. And it's the Luciferian Kabbalah synagogue of Satan leadership out of Israel that's creating all of this stuff. They literally, within minutes, were releasing the news story with a full written article after he was shot about how great he was.
Netanyahu.
It was minutes. You can't write that article in minutes. Released. I read part of this, the Jewish Telegraph. And so you start asking yourself a question. Then all of a sudden now we got Jeffrey Epstein raping a bunch of little girls on his island down there. He's Mossad. I mean, I'm going to say it. What in the hell is wrong with people? They can't see this. Oh, that's right. It was the Schofield Reference Bible that brainwashed an entire generation of Christians to believe they have to bless Israel or they're going to be cursed. Well, since we've been blessing Israel since the 40s, how's that worked out for us? We got the biggest debt in the world. We got homosexuality running rampant. We've got lesbian stuff running rampant. We got the school system completely corrupt with transgender ideology and communism and Marxism. I mean, how's that worked out for us? How are we being blessed now because we give, $87 million to Israel every year or every day? I mean, how is that blessing any of us? So the common denominator says, well, the Rothschilds run Israel. The Rothschilds own our Central Reserve Bank. The Rothschilds control almost every Central Reserve Bank in the world. And so all of a sudden it's like you say, well, you're saying all Jews are bad. I never said all Jews are bad, neither did Charlie Kirk. There's a group of super liberal Jews that are involved in all of this stuff that aren't even Jews. They don't worship the God of Abraham, who are basically Kabbalist, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan. And all they do is work with mafiosa groups all over the world, including Shabbat, to create this narrative all the time. And Charlie Kirk started putting this out. So is Kanye West. So is Candace Owens. So are we. And so are 80% of the people yesterday online were saying Israel did this.
Oh, yeah. I was going through all kinds of social media.
No. And so Israel blows a bunch of holes in one of our ships. Nothing happens to them. You know, Israel decides to attack Iran. What do? We go and attack Iran with them, with bunker busters. I mean, Who pulls this kind of power? Oh, that's right. It's the synagogue of Satan. And they have to have their 50 little circus rings going on with everybody's monkey throwing poop so nobody sees the truth. So the day after this happens with Charlie, what happens? Boom! They block the Epstein release. Nobody carries it on the news.
The day of the shooting. Within hours of that. It was later on in the afternoon.
The day before 9/11.
Yeah.
You know, why was it Rumsfeld, I think? Announces, we've lost $2.3 trillion. How do you lose semi-trucks load of cash?
Yeah, we can't account for it.
No, you take $1 bills, put up $2.3 trillion, you won't get it in semi-trucks. You have to have a fleet of semi-trucks. And how do you lose that much money? Oh, we don't know where it went. Okay, great. That's the military-industrial complex, which is owned by BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, and the Bloodline families. We've covered this over and over again. And all this stuff happens, and you look at it, you go, nothing to see here. Wait, you know, and this is what Charlie Kirk did. He started seeing it. And the problem is when you dig this thing down and you start digging down to the roots, okay? Because you want to pull the roots up and you want to, let's look at the roots. Let's see what this is. Let's pull the roots up. And all of a sudden you're looking down and you're going, well, crap, all these roots lead back to Israel. And you're like, well, it's not with everything. Well, no, it's not everything. But the reality is, who controls the money flow? It's the Rothschild banking cartel. And they're based out of Israel. Are you kidding me? You know, and the World Economic Forum and all the rest of these clowns. And you start looking at it and you go, what the heck, man? Why can't anybody see this? And Charlie Kirk, and this is one of the reasons I personally believe they killed him. He started seeing the truth. And it's like Mancow said, you cannot go in and have people tell both sides of the story. We talked about on yesterday's show. You've got to galvanize people to the right or to the left. And you got to tell them this is. So Charlie starts saying, I support Israel, but there's a group of these Jews that are unbelievably heathen and they're unbelievably bad and they're doing all of this stuff. And the other Jews are all upset about it too. And they are. It's not all the Jews, and it's not. But it's that group of those Kabbalists, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan people that worship that stinking snake in a tree that are doing this. And this is the problem that we have. But you're not allowed to say that, or you're an anti-Semite. And Charlie Kirk was doing the same thing. He was saying, it's not all the Jews. They're not doing this. It's the group of them that run the planet that are doing this. And then he said they control everything. So listen to it all. He was a spokesperson of the Republican National Convention. They can't allow him, with the power they've given him, Austin, to come in now and say, wait a minute, this isn't Candace Owens doing a podcast. This isn't Kanye West. This is a person who spoke at the Republican National Convention, and they cannot take a chance, in my opinion, of him coming in and dissuading all of these people that have been staunch and staunch supporters of Israel all of their lives and say, wait a minute, maybe they shouldn't machine gun people in Palestine. Maybe they shouldn't kill children. Maybe this isn't okay. And that's what he was starting to do. Because every time you dig deep enough, this is what you find. And that's my rant for the day. But also, what do you, I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, no, and here's
and
the thing.
I hate sounding like that. It pisses you guys off because a lot of you guys still support Israel. And we know that a lot of people aren't going to, but maybe you'll listen to this now. Maybe you'll listen after they killed Charlie. Maybe, just maybe. And I don't believe for one second the guy they've got arrested is a shooter on this thing.
One of the biggest factors I had a discussion with my friend last night about the thing with Charlie Kirk is that he has been so effective because he doesn't sit there.
He doesn't get angry. He just talks.
No, he doesn't. He's very calm. I've watched him for years. And he also doesn't say stuff if he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's unbelievably educated in the Bible as well. Mm-hmm. Some of the comments he's had, some of the verses he quotes, I mean, it's off the cuff all the time. And he continually does that. He doesn't run his mouth and just wide open. He constantly has facts to back everything. And what happened is, once he started getting the truth about everything with the Fed and the background behind what Israel's been doing, he started talking about it. The problem is, everybody believes what he says because he's a staunch Christian. He has data and documents to back up everything he's always said. He doesn't just flagrantly run his mouth, start screaming and yelling and hollering and pitching a fit at conventions and doing weird stuff.
That's not theatrical. That was a shot across the bow of all media.
That's exactly what it was.
So let me show you what we could do to him in broad daylight. You guys forgot what we did to Kennedy. You forgot. So we're going to go ahead now for a whole new generation of alt media people. Why don't we show you that we'll kill you?
I mean, he was one of the number one trending alt media for the last year. The number one guy.
Well, now here's what happens. Let's go back to Lavender.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Let's step here for a second. Let's just go ahead and finish this. Lavender's an AI program in Israel that picks targets.
Well, you guys want to pull that up? I'll pull that up.
That picks targets. Yeah. And that's how they shot that convoy of people coming in with aid and with food. Lavender picked them and started dropping Hellfire missiles on them. Lavender picked it. And I guarantee you, here's the problem that you're going to have now. Charlie Kirk has such a media presence because he wasn't just doing the internet. He couldn't be blocked from an algorithmic standpoint.
Exactly right.
He was going into college campuses and with thousands and thousands of people, he was talking to them individually like that in groups. They can't block that. They can't choke down the algorithm.
You got to remember, too, he was constantly doing it where you just said, college, universities.
That's right. Educating people.
Where the kids are some of the most corrupt-minded because of the communist Marxist ideology being pushed on them. And he was changing.
And he said that.
He was having a paradigm shift with them.
That's right.
You had kids that were coming in there that were going, wow, so maybe we are being lied to.
So AI is controlled by Lucifer. Remember that. So here's AI coming
but
in with
AI is all digital.
It's a different dimension.
Right.
So here we got AI analyzing what's happening with these with alt media,
online,
including me and Austin right now. Well, they just choke the crap out of us and say, well, nobody gets to see the show. Nobody can find these guys. Okay, that's all right. Whatever. You guys know who we are. You give us, and that's why when I say to you, send this stuff to your friends, that stops all that. Okay. But here's the problem with Charlie. AI, Lavender, or whatever they're using, said, this guy's a problem.
Predictive modeling for future instances. They looked at it and said, if this continues to go on the trend that it's going to do, he is going to completely change the narrative for everybody.
And he's
going to
run for president. And here's the problem that we've got. He's reaching tens of millions of people now. Soon he will reach hundreds of millions. So we can't allow this to happen. So we have to go ahead and get rid of him now.
And he's reaching hundreds of thousands in person, face-to-face, at universities.
I know one of the things I remember back in the 90s, I spoke to over a million people at live seminars. Some groups as large as 45,000. Austin used to go out on the platform with me. And I remember they couldn't censor that. They censored me on the radio back then about aspartame. They censored me about all this other stuff, and they wouldn't have me on if I talked about certain things. That happened. That was going on 30 years ago. They couldn't shut me up at a live seminar. So they've stopped the live seminars like that. There aren't any more these 30, 40, 50,000 people in seminars anymore. You don't see that anymore. But I was part of that. I was on the platform with those guys. And they could not stop me from doing what I was doing. They could not stop Charlie Kirk.
Nope.
Because he was getting the word out to all these people who were on social media who were then going on to their things. So their AI program said, boy's got to go. Well, we can't reach him. We don't know what to do. He's got a wife. He's got little kids. He's not screwing around with a bunch of whores. Forgive me for saying that. Like Congress does.
Kids.
You know,
kids.
He's not doing that. He's got kids. He loves God. He loves Jesus.
There was no way to compromise him.
No, he wouldn't do it. And all of a sudden, I mean, he was letting people into the Senate. They're supposed to be paying for these. They let them in for free without tickets. He wanted to get the word out. He had a pure heart. He wanted to get the word out. They said, well, we can't compromise. And we already sent him six whores. Look at that preacher. Look at that preacher up in New York. I'm not going to mention any names. Who they sent that Israeli Mossad operative after her, a honeypot person. They sent that honeypot to him, and he ended up getting himself compromised. He lost his church. He lost everything. And he was converting a whole bunch of people in New York City, and he lost everything. And all of a sudden, now he was minimal. He was the one who brought Justin Bieber into Christ. And they had to get rid of him, too. So once they pick you like that, they decide to target you, they're going to send you a honeypot if you're a guy. Listen to me, guys. And they're going to say, oh, you got to be careful. You don't know who that girl is. That's the absolute truth. You don't know who they are. He met her on a park bench in New York City. And then she found out she's from Israel. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And all of a sudden, she starts talking to him. And, you know, let's stop this for a second. I got to drop it off a notch. We're going to come down. You remember Fifi LaPew?
Austin?
Yes. Okay, now I'm going to make it funny for a second. I'm getting out of control here. Fifi LaPew. You think, well, he's that skunk. Yeah. And they had that little, you know, girl skunk.
Right. He's always going after
him. Okay. And she'd prance in front of him. And stick her tail up in the air. What was the name of Rich? Pepe Le Pew. Thank you, Rich. We got Pepe Le Pew and Fifi Le Pew. And he's always got Google eyes for the little skunk, you know, with Fifi Le Pew. Okay? And so what they do, they take this female in front of these people and they prince in front. They say, oh, they wouldn't do that. What do you think they did with Epstein? It was honeypots. And they compromise because these guys are married. It's not as easy when they're not married, but when they're married, it becomes a real problem. They can compromise them if they put Fifi out there pouncing in front of them with a little wave, and Pepe's running after her like, oh my gosh, this girl's great. That's the problem, isn't it? They weren't doing that. They couldn't do that to Charlie. And so they had to figure out another way to get rid of him. Guess what? He couldn't be corrupted with money, probably. That wasn't his goal here. He wasn't being corrupted with Fifi. So what happens? He basically gets shot in the neck.
Yeah, in front of
national, in front of national TV,
national social media.
Okay,
too.
See, because that way, see, they could. Let me say something to you. They have heart attack guns.
Oh yeah,
they have frequency weapons. They could have killed him in a car when he was driving with a heart attack. They could have had a car run off the road. They could have controlled it. They could have done they could have gotten rid of him 1,000 different ways. They could have had him get a seizure. They could have had him. They could have poisoned him. They could have had his plane crash, Austin. There's a gazillion ways they had to do it. But the only way that it could be effective, as far as a shot across the bow, watch, hold my beer. See what we do now. We're going to blow his head off and blow his neck out. I'm surprised they didn't decapitate him with that .308. I really am. That's a powerful, powerful weapon. The crazy part about it is they had to make a spectacle of him to show them we are in charge. We are the deep state. We do what we want to do whenever we want to do it, including blowing him in half like that. Oh, yeah. They had to make a spectacle. Here's the problem they've got, though. It ain't 1960 anymore.
That's a fact.
We got a new Gutenberg press. It's called the Internet. It's called online. Now AI is coming in and releasing thousands of podcasts online within the next year that are all completely fake.
Yep.
And they're gonna overwhelm it. They're gonna overwhelm all of these podcasts that are gonna come out now that they don't even have a real host. It's just people talking. You know, OnlyFans have done that now. If you would want to talk about that perverted mess, they have all these fake girls going out and talking. It's unbelievable.
Completely AI generated.
Completely generated. And see, the problem that you run into is it gets so good at a certain point, you can't tell whether they're real or they're fake. That's the problem. So they can come in now. They're going to do this with the alt media. They're going to overwhelm the internet
with fake AI content. See, they can't do that in person at university.
They can't do it.
No.
And so the problem that we've got now is that Charlie basically is the shot across the bow. So now we can do one of two things. We can all crawl back in a hole and go hide and go urinate on ourselves.
Not pass.
Not happen. Okay. Or we could take the stand now and say, by God, we're not going to do this. You know, we know what you did, and we're not going to put up with it anymore, and we're going to continue to talk about your three-ring monkey circus going on. And that's what we've got to do. This can't be something that people go and hide from. Now, I got to realize we've got a mourning phase we all got to go through. I got that. I understand that. But we can't hide from this and pretend like it didn't happen. We can't do what they did in the 60s because they controlled the media then with the USS Liberty. The vast majority of people don't even know about it.
Didn't know what happened.
And the vast majority of people today don't even know about the Solomon building, building 7 on 9/11.
They don't
even know about it. And I'm talking about top level. I talked to a colonel the other day who had never even heard of Building 7. Full board colonel. And I'm like, what the heck, man? Because they controlled the media then 25 years ago. Don't anymore.
That was the infancy of the internet in 2001.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of stuff was all regular footage people had on cameras. Yeah. But I went back to something. You were talking about how AI doing predictive modeling on targets. This is the excerpt from the article on Lavender. It says, once the list was expanded to include tens of thousands of low-ranking operatives, the Israeli army figured it had to rely on automatic software and artificial intelligence. We didn't know who junior operators were because Israel didn't track them routinely before the conflict. They wanted us to attack junior operatives automatically with AI. That's the holy grail. Once you go automatic, target generation goes crazy. The source said the approval to automatically adopt Lavender's kill list, which had previously used only as an auxiliary tool, was granted 2 weeks into the conflict after the Hamas attack, after intelligence personnel manually checked the accuracy of random samples of several hundred targets selected by AI. I've gone into this article in detail. This was multiple Israeli assets that went out and talked about this in 972 magazine. I can post it again. It talks about Lavender, full AI technology that they implemented in drones. They gave drones weapons free. They said, you determine who's just on the kill list. As long as there's not going to be more than 100 casualties per target, you can go weapons free and attack and drop as many buildings as you need to in order to kill that one Hamas individual. They admit it. This is what they do with AI. That's the same that's the same basically stuff that they're doing now, the same information, the same computation that they're doing now to determine what people are going to do. Oh, he's going to have X amount of followers by this time. He's going to have X amount of listeners by
this. That's exactly right.
He's following this narrative. He's following this truth. If we allow this to go, this is the predictive model in 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 year. And the problem is AI is unbelievably accurate with this stuff now. They are. And so they come out and they say, okay, he has to go.
Well, you know, let me say something to you. And I covered this at Angel Wars. Mm-hmm. Let me share this with you. This is important. You got to listen to Angel Wars. Lucifer took a third of creation with him.
That's pretty convincing.
We're talking billions of people here now, if not more.
Angels.
And the entities that weren't angels were killed. The angels were locked up. The problem we have here is that he was the second in command, basically, in heaven. It was like he was a chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff kind of stuff. And he decided he was going to do a coup d'etat against God Almighty. I mean, he had that kind of power, that kind of knowledge, and God had made him that brilliant. But he wasn't God. He was still a created being. He wasn't God. And so he didn't realize, I don't guess, in his infinite arrogance, that God was omnipresent, sitting in another dimension where he saw everything at once and knew what Lucifer was going to do. Then Lucifer got judged. And see, that's the point here. This AI being controlled by Lucifer in another dimension, it ain't no dummy. It's probably dealing with 10,000 IQ points.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so what it's doing is it's looking at Charlie Crooker and going,
predictive modeling is the biggest thing that it does.
No, it's predictive. And it's going, all right, well, right now he's got a million followers. You know, he's going to have 10 million. Well, in 2 years, he's going to have 150. Half the people in the United States will be listening to this guy. He'll be running for, Senate when he's 35 years old. And then he's going to be running for president. And we've already sent 25 honeypots to him. They didn't work. You know, little Pepe Le Pew didn't bite on Fifi Le Pew.
You got to remember the level and the quality of AI that these intelligence groups like Mossad use are way
their entire buildings.
Your little chat GPT you use on your computer. Understand this. They take data and they take all the intel from every place. They look at phone calls. They look at text messages. They look at emails. They look at Google search.
Everything.
They look all the intel that they also have that nobody even knows they have, from CCTV cameras to what they listen to in somebody's car on OnStar to everything in between. They have it all. So when they implement this into basically predictive modeling with AI, they get an incredibly effective answer that's very accurate.
There's a movie that everybody needs to watch. It's called Don't Look Up.
That's a crazy movie.
Okay, but it's not for kids. Okay, it's got nudity in it. And what's crazy about it is it was one of the only ones they ever put, I think when Netflix put it out, that was actually a good one. It was actually nominated for all kinds of awards. And the thing that's crazy about this one, he's sitting there and they're about to destroy the planet with some harebrained scheme that they're doing. And then the guy goes, look, he says, Leonardo DiCaprio looks at him and says, look, you're a business guy. You don't understand the science behind this. He goes, businessman? You're calling me a businessman? Are you kidding me? I've got 180,000 algorithm points on you right now. I know when you're going to die. I know how you're going to die. I know how many colon polyps you have right now, and starts listing all the stuff.
Yeah,
and I'm paraphrasing it, and all of a sudden you start realizing, crap, they do have that. That's why you never listen to me. Don't send text messages you don't want the world to see.
And also too, and I say this to everybody: if you want to have a private conversation with someone, a really private conversation, leave your phone in the other room. Leave it in a drawer, leave it in the other room, and go have a private conversation. The same thing with the phones as far as keeping basically, your doggone tape covered up on your camera. The whole time. I don't ever take that off unless I have to do a selfie on it. It's like, say, I got to take a photo for something. The reason why is because every time you go onto any website, any data, any information, anything you're doing with your facial expression, your pupil dilation, your facial manners, it all gets recorded now. They record everything on that facial camera. That facial camera wasn't, guys, to give you better selfies to post on Instagram. Wasn't for that. It was designed to record your face and gather your data on everything you're looking at.
And the reason that they're such high resolution now is to make sure they get a real good look at your pupil dilation.
That's exactly right.
Because it has nothing. They don't care what you look like when you're with your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend and you're taking snapshots.
They could care less about that.
And they don't care if you care about that. They want to see what your pupil dilation's doing.
That's exactly right. Because you cannot control or hide your pupil dilation when you see certain things, whether they make you mad, whether they make you aroused, whether they make you happy. You can't control them. It's involuntary with your pupil dilation.
That leprechaun trooper who pulled me. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got these big old Porsche glasses on, right? And then they're like 35 years old. They're forever old. They're old, but they're my flying glasses, and they have the best optics of any glasses I've ever owned. Much, much better than Oakley. I mean, the best I've ever seen. And it was so funny. So I'm in the car. I got my glasses on. He goes, take your glasses off.
You never told me that.
Oh, yeah. He told me. He said, take your glasses off.
I've never had a cop tell me that before.
Well, why?
He wants to see your face.
Well, he wants to see my eyes. He wants to know if I've been drinking. Oh, he wants to know everything.
Figure if he can find any reason to arrest you.
Yeah. Oh, he was that mad.
Oh, yeah.
Little leper, hair standing up on his neck. And I'm like, God. It was awful. It was horrible. So his head that big around. I'm like, I couldn't even believe the doggone. That's always going to screenshot that.
That's going to show up on the internet. That's going to show up on the internet.
I'm glad we're using high resolution.
You said, because you're in that little car, you said he didn't eye to eye with
No, it was awful. I thought
usually got to look down.
I mean, usually got to kind of look down. You know, no, he was like looking in the window, and I'm like, this guy, what is he, 4'4"?
I would have been funny if you'd have pulled me over when I used to have that big old Ford, that huge, huge, giant.
He got a ladder out of the trunk.
Like, are you still down there?
you may leave now.
You may leave now.
Okay. All right. We got to stop. Oh, Judge God. Temporarily blocks Trump's firing of Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
There you go.
As corrupt as she is, she said to this. She said, he can't fire me. I'm part of the Federal Reserve. Yeah. You have no authority.
That's dang right. That's
and exactly she's right. right. And now the judge has blocked her firing, over though she's probably as corrupt as they're going to get. But I don't know that for sure. But that's what they're saying now. But you can't. You can't. They when Rand Paul and Paul, John Paul went in and audit the Fed, and they lost $17 trillion. They would the guy Bernanke comes in there. And he goes, where'd your $17 trillion go? Well, we don't know. He's sending around different bags. I remember. You don't remember what you did with $17 trillion? Well, we're not talking chump change here. We're talking some serious cash. We remember. But you know the thing about it is, and a lot of this is very important. And I've covered this before. And I'm not going to mention any names. A lot of the programming that we had, and a lot of the TV shows, and a lot of the radio broadcasts that we had were being controlled through the CIA through different venues, including that one. What was the name of that one? USA Aid? Yes, USA.
USAID.
Yeah. And they were being, a lot of the stuff was being funded by that. That's why you're seeing a lot of these guys now in these liberal media stations being pulled off the air, because suddenly they're not getting their $100 million a year contracts anymore because they don't have the money to fund it that you, me, and the, we, the people were paying for.
This is article from 2011, just to give you guys a little blast from the past. Did the Fed create $15 trillion during the bailouts and $5 trillion overseas? Texas Congressman, Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul, was Ron Paul the dad, caused the country's economic problems are both simple and profound. The government spends far too much money. Federal Reserve creates dollars out of thin air. This argument drives the value of the dollar down. The Fed created $15 trillion in the bailout process in 2008, and $5 trillion of it went overseas. This is when they tried to audit them. Mm. Whoa, $5
trillion? Now it's $16 trillion. I thought it was $17
trillion.
Yeah. So we owe $16
trillion. Yeah, $6 trillion went to banks such as Barclays and Royal Bank of Scotland.
We're not talking millions.
No, this isn't. I'm not saying B. I'm saying T. This is trillion. Like T is in tranny. Trillion. I'm saying it's a lot
T
of money.
T is in transgender. T is in tranny. T is in terrible.
Remember on the Sesame Street, they used to always have that. X is in xylophone.
T is in terrifying. But no,
not B as in butch dyke lesbian. T is a transgender.
Oh God!
But no, that's, you got to remember, this was $6 trillion in 2009 and 2010. No. You got to think of the valuation of that compared to now. That was probably equivalent to $20 trillion now,
more
as
than
far
that.
As
more
yeah.
Than that.
I mean, we got so much. The dollar's got so.
I'm so overfilling up my diesel Silverado and putting out. This is another $120
in 2009. You think about this for a second. Okay, in 2010, when I first started to get into silver, I tried to take about $40 to $50 a week. Instead of going out to dinner, I put in Silver Eagles. Back then, I was paying around $12 an ounce for Silver Eagles. $12 an ounce. We're now $40 an ounce. Gold back then was $1,000 an ounce. It's almost $4,000 an ounce. So you think about that for a second. $16 trillion, if you base it on the monetary value of silver, $15 trillion, that would be equivalent like what, $60 trillion now?
But remember, this is why they're trying to get us into a digital currency.
That's exactly right, because that way they can't.
They're having to print too many dollars now, and they can't do it.
Yeah.
That's the problem. They can't get it through Congress. They can't get it printed through the Treasury.
No.
So they want to have a digital currency. That way they don't run out of money.
It's much easier to conceal the hyperinflation. If they start printing out $15 trillion, $20 trillion in cash, look what happened during COVID with $7 trillion, when they actually dumped it into the economy and the federal banks didn't just suck it up and start buying real estate, more stock market stuff with it. The price of everything went to the roof. That's why vehicles, you had the supply chain drop, with the demand go up, with enormous amount of funny money get injected into the markets, and everybody's cars started going up 10, 20% every 6 months. Everybody thought they could flip out a car, make money on these cars that weren't even limited production. It was like exotics. It was like people wanted $15,000 over sticker for the cord. Boggled my mind. I remember I had a guy in Orlando. I don't talk to him. I knew him a couple of years during COVID, and he was this big real estate guy. And he told me, he said, you understand, the housing market's not going to do anything but continue to go up. He said, you need to take all the equity in your house and you need to take that as a down payment and buy another house right now and turn that into an Airbnb and then take the equity out of that house.
I've heard all this crap so many times.
Oh, no. And he goes, and take that and buy another one. He goes, you have two Airbnbs that you've leveraged out of your first equity in your first house. I said, what happens when the valuation of these houses, and it's 2022 right now, the valuations are going through the roof. What happens when these houses revalue and they drop back down? Oh, that'll never happen. House market's not going to go back down again. I said, you must have a short memory span. You're younger than me. I said, I lived through 2008. I was in the middle of it. I worked construction in 2008, 2009. Oh, no, you don't understand. I haven't spoke to him in 2 years now. The last time I heard, he's bankrupt. Be very cautious who you're taking monetary advice
from. The Fed does this.
Everything does this in cycles. Everybody thinks when there's a boom, everybody thinks like, it's never going to end. The house market is never going to drop. Nothing's ever going to go down. I'll tell you one thing. There's only one thing that I've ever seen that have continually steadied go up. And they still go in cycles too, but they continue to steadily go up. And that's metals.
Mm-hmm. It always stays current.
It always stays current, and it continues to have an upward trajectory.
Is there a car called Austin Healey? Is that a car?
Yeah.
It's a little Italian car.
Way back, yeah.
I remember a bunch of realtors that I knew were driving Austin Healeys 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay? They're all pretty much bankrupt now.
Yeah.
Because they were living on this extended lifespan. They were living on basically the hyperinflation of the housing market.
What they were doing.
They were literally taking bids on houses.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
50,000 over asking price, 100,000 over asking price.
They were taking bids because we're opening this for bids.
No, the real estate market back then, if you were a realtor and you weren't eating and you were broke, you're an idiot.
You're a bad realtor.
You could not make money back then. And that's what happened. They all had all this cash coming in. And they said, well, you need to buy another house. You need to buy a house and leverage that one, take the equity out of this one and buy another one, and you'll be Airbnb. And I said, the only reason Airbnbs are 100% sold out right now in 2022 is because the country just opened back up 6 months ago and everybody wants to travel because they're sick of being in their house. I said, now Airbnbs are going to the floor. Even down here in Florida, the price, you back 2-3 years ago, they wanted $150, $200, $250 a night for basic houses for Airbnb. You go to some now, $69 a night, $89 a night, $90 a night. People are just trying to get stuff in there to cover their dog on mortgage.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, let's do some mental candy.
Mental candy. We love bubble gum for the brain.
Okay. This I'm just going to this is one of these deals.
Friday got intense today. What happened?
God, yeah. By the way, you got to do us a favor. Okay. Every once in a while, we do a show like this, and we didn't even talk about product at all today. Don't forget.
You purple sticks? You'd have to say the Berberine's on product of the week. I completely forgot to bring that up yesterday.
Well, no, this thing with Charlie Kirk, because we don't want to. We don't want to make this show about product, and, you know, when we're having the death of Charlie Kirk. We didn't do that.
I respect the heck out of that guy.
But you guys, when we do a show like this, and it's not product intensive, a lot of you guys just forget to get supplements from us for some reason.
Even toothpaste,
anything. If you want us to stay on the air doing what we just did today and yesterday and every day, you got to support us. This thing's $100,000 a year, this podcast. This thing's $2,000 a week to run this thing. And, you know, and then that's when we don't need more stuff. We don't need more. And you can see our doggone set's not extensive. We use, you know, empty boxes.
No, we've kept it intentionally just clean and simple because I didn't want to just take a bunch of money out of operating expenses just keep making the set.
No, well, we could do more, but we don't do that. We try to keep it clean and easy for you guys. And because number one, we don't want to burden you with, you know, you hear these TV evangelists, I'll be out of business next week if you don't give me money.
Tell evangelists, I've heard the dog on alt media how many times, you guys are staying, we're operating on the last week. If you don't buy something this week, we're going to be off the air. And, you know, next week we got enough money from you guys, but now we need money for the next week. And I'm like,
we have never done that to you. Nor will we do that. And here's how I look at it. God's will done God's way never lacks God's support, amen. Period. And if this show got to that point, I would pull the show. I'd say, Austin, have fun. We're done. I'm out. I wouldn't do it. I'm not going to sit here and beg for money. But when you support us willingly because you want to, it means the world to us. And then we can do shows like we did today and yesterday and not push product because that's not what our goal is here. Our goal is to get the information out as best we possibly can and make sure we cover our expenses.
Well, it seems like Charlie Kirk was doing. Somebody didn't have tickets. Like, whatever, dude. We've well covered our expenses.
Here's the thing. We're not selling sponsorships here. We're not selling commercials here. You don't get a commercial every 4 or 5 minutes with us.
No.
I remember I did Joyce Riley that one time, and it was literally every 4 or 5 minutes. I did her show for 2 or 3 months before she passed away as a guest host, and I remember it was commercial, 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 and I thought, this is awful.
Well, and here's the thing, guys, and I know, like, we got stuff on Rumble, Spotify, Gab. A lot of times, in order to keep the premium channels on that, they add commercials at the beginning to some of those shows. I don't do that. I don't even get any money off of it. They do it automatically in order to cover the premium cost on there. If you want to watch the show and you want to watch it completely, no ads, because it's what I'm sponsoring, the Brower Show right here. I put this together for you guys. This is my website. There are no ads on it. It's direct feed.
Or you go to Global Star and watch it completely.
Global Star. But if you want to watch it on podcasts, iHeartRadio, Gab, Shopify, Rumble, those platforms have an enormous amount of bandwidth, and they do have to cover their expenses too. You got to understand that. They got to cover their overhead. They cost an enormous amount of money with their servers carrying all those videos. So they put ads on the premium pages that basically have the biggest shows as far as with the bandwidth. So again, don't email me and say I'm mad because I'm on this platform. I'm on a bunch of platforms. My marketing guy handles it. I don't even handle any of that because I don't know how to use all those. If you want to put on those, give us some likes, give us some reviews, make some comments. We love those. But if you want to watch it just straight up and be right on the Brower Show, it's completely free. There's no ads. I get nothing off of it.
Okay, I've got to go to Bubblegum.
Bubblegum. This is Big League Chew.
No.
Big League Chew Bubblegum.
I thought you said something else.
Oh.
I mean, they said chew. I thought you said Jew.
Oh. that's Big League Chew. Big League Chew Bubblegum. Okay. They used to have in the package. Yeah. It was Bubblegum.
$3,600 workout bag. Aloe Yoga is betting that fans of its sports bras will go for new luxury bags. Plus, Everlane's first celebrity facing milestone for stylish sisters-in-law. No, and they got this workout bag that's $3,600.
You're supposed to take it to the gym?
Yeah. Now listen to me for a second.
Oh, my gosh.
This is important. Okay, this is for females. Now, ladies, you're not all like this, but I'm going to say something because some guys are like this too. Your brains are dopamine fried.
That's a fact. A lot of people are now.
No, I'm men and women, okay? And so women see these women who have these $3,600 workout bags.
On social media.
Or they're wearing a Louis Vuitton bag, or they're running Chanel bags.
Yeah.
And or they're running, the latest thing now is getting one of those puppies. What's it called? The golden noodles. They're all running around with golden doodles. These $3,000 and $4,000 puppies.
Were they like the small ones?
Yeah, the little ones.
Little ones?
They want to have a little bag to carry.
The purse. The purse. Okay.
Because they see these Hollywood people running around with a dog and a purse.
Right.
And they're cute dogs, and they're really smart. I'll say that. They are.
They
okay?
are kind of cute.
They are cute.
They're kind of useless.
And they're smart.
Security.
Yeah, when they're security dogs, useless.
But they are cool.
And so the reality is these women then start buying this stuff. I haven't seen guys do this yet, unless they're wearing princess bracelets. But I'll pass on that. I won't talk about those guys today.
They're irrelevant at that point.
They don't even show up on my radar. They're so disgusting. And the funny part about it is I see these women, they go out and they buy stuff with money they don't have to basically impress people they don't know. Because they've seen it on social media.
Well, in Miami's the worst at it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I personally know of individuals who have gone in with fractional reserves on Porsches and Lamborghinis. Like, eight guys own the LLC and the title, and they all take turns driving the car down in Miami. They all spend X amount of money per month so they can pretend that they have this car so they can go out on these dates all the time. And I heard about it, I said, That's probably one of the worst investments ever in my life. Like, why would you do that?
And so these girls, they go out, they find some guy to date.
Yeah.
And they all of a sudden, they buy a dog on their credit card, and they can't pay it. And they tell the guy, can you pay for my dog? No, the guy didn't even want the dog. And the problem is most men are such simps.
That's true.
Okay? They're giant, walking, talking
simps.
Kitty cats. Okay? and they'll find a way to leverage something. To sell something. To pay for a stupid dog that they didn't want, that they never asked for, because they've been requested to do so to prove they're a man. I got a newsflash for you, dudes. Don't do that. If that woman doesn't have the money to pay for that dog or that $3,600 workout bag, you don't need to be giving it to her. Because here's what's going to happen. If you're helping her with her rent or you're helping her with whatever, and she comes out and buys a bag like that, she won't have the rent money anymore.
First off, there is absolutely no purpose at any point in time to spend that much money on a workout bag. My workout bag, I have to drag around the gym and sweat on it, up spitting
okay,
on it.
What are you going to do with a workout bag? You're going to have to hold it with you the whole time, or somebody's going to steal it.
Yeah, everything just goes from next machine to next. You just drag it around. I've had mine for like 20 years. It was like a $30 bag from Walmart that actually, it's held up actually, surprisingly.
So ladies, listen to me, please. Men, listen to me. Don't encourage this. And women, don't be buying $3,600 workout bags. It's just not cool. No, it's not a cool move. And then expect your boyfriend or your husband to pay for it. Don't do that. I'm going to say something. Yeah, okay, we're almost out of time. But we're doing bubblegum. Let me explain to you what a marriage is. Okay, I know what a marriage is. I was married for 38 years. Most wonderful wife in the world. Most incredible. I mean, just here's what a marriage is. Male, female, you become one. Now it's you and her against the world. Are you listening to me? I'm preaching real good right now. It's you and her against the world. If you allow the world to come in, it'll be the world against you and her, and they'll split you in half. And you won't have this camaraderie with her anymore. So you've got to be together as one. Then it becomes you and her as one against the world. And I'm telling you, when you have that mindset and you have that type of support for each other, there is nothing you can't accomplish. I'm telling you, you can do anything. Because you have a team now that's going to work together in synergy. And the Bible says that, you know, that 1 + 2 or 2 + 1 or whatever, 3 is a cord that cannot be broken. That's you, your wife, and God. It's a cord that cannot be broken. And it's the truth. It's the synergistic effect. Each cord will hold 5 pounds. And you put 3 together, you strand them now to hold 100 pounds. Because now it's synergistic. And that's what you get when you're with a wife that you love or with a husband that you love and you're one. Don't allow the brat children, which they all turn into brats at one point, they go through their hate their dad, hate their mom phase. Don't let them do what they do all the time and try to separate you two. Because they're going to be gone and you're going to be with your wife or your husband for the rest of y'all's lives, hopefully. And you're going to find out real quickly, you got to continue to court after you've been married. If you find yourself falling out of love, do what you did to start with when you fell in love and you'll fall back in love again. Go on a date. And I told you this before, I'm going to say it again. Don't kiss your wife like you're kissing your grandma. Don't do that nonsense. You kiss her every day like a real kiss, like a man's supposed to kiss her. Let her know you love her. Kiss her for 5, 10, 15 seconds. Release oxytocin with her. Make sure you understand it's the marriage that has to survive. It's the relationship that has to survive. And you'll be amazed at what you do with your life and what you do with your wife. I'm just letting you guys know that. So be really, really careful. If you're out there and you want to date somebody and they want a $3,600 workout bag, the response is simply this. That's on you, not on me. Have fun with it. You know, because I've learned, it's not worth it if you're going to start subsidizing this type of lifestyle because it'll never, ever end. Everybody's make decisions together when it comes to finances when you're one. Always remember that, Austin. What's your next story?
Be sure to check out the article on the berberine. We've talked about it before in detail on the show. There's more research that keeps coming out. It's one of the most powerful supplements that helps out with blood sugar and primarily weight loss. Harrison wrote a great article on it on the website. You can pull it up here in the search bar. All you do is type in berberine and everything will come up on it.
We did a show on this a few weeks ago.
Go back and watch that show if you want to see more detail on it. This is another story, another data that came out talking about how berberine activates the enzyme called AMP. Activated protein, or AMPK, sometimes referred as the metabolic master switch. It's an enzyme inside our cells that plays a major role in cellular energy homeostasis. This is one of the reasons why it works so good for blood sugar metabolism and burning body fat. I'll post this article. I'll probably go into more next week while this is still on sale. I'm going to give you guys a heads up on that. If you haven't tried it, most of the people that I do know that have started using this product get great results with maintaining healthy body weight and burning body fat and maintaining insulin levels.
I started taking it again.
Yeah.
I'm down 6 pounds.
Are you?
Again, hey, you guys sent me enough letters that I gained a few pounds. I don't need those anymore. I'm good. Thank you. No, don't do that. I get on the scales every day. Well, you know, you're up a few pounds, Ted.
He's probably the last person you have to remind about weight. I'll tell you that right now. He's worse than I am.
Well, no, I'm back down to 198 now. It's about 206. I've dropped about 8 pounds now. Hey. And I got to drop about, I know I got to drop 5 more. I was on a podcast, not a podcast, a TV show about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was a big Christian TV ministry out of Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay. Not going to mention any names. And between the sets, the lady goes to me, goes, and I remember she's about 40 pounds overweight. She goes, yeah, you need to drop 15 so you look better on TV. And now she's about 100 pounds overweight.
Yeah.
Okay. And got a big mouth. Big mouth. Wants to tell everybody what to do all the time. Treated her husband like he was a dog.
Use that sin, cast the first stone. Don't talk to me about body weight.
I'm a former bodybuilder. I'm already anal enough about my weight.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I mean, it's when you become a bodybuilder when you're younger,
body dysmorphia.
It's awful. You get stuck with it. I got to work out some more.
Yeah.
But what it does do when you get older, you still look pretty good as far as for most people your age, even younger than you. So that's good. Hey. It was kind of a weird show today. We had some
been a wild week.
At least we had some laughs involved with this one.
I had to break it up from yesterday.
Oh, yeah, man.
It was rough day
for everybody. But I love you guys. Thank you again for your support, for getting your purple sticks. Pray for me. I need some prayers right now. And pray that I make good decisions in all the areas of my life. Thank you for that. I pray the same for you. And I'll pray for you guys on Sunday morning in church. I love you guys. I mean, if it wasn't for you guys, I don't even know how we'd be getting this message out to so many people. Awesome.
We
would. Are amazing.
Where they have been instrumental. All of our listeners, our customers, instrumental. So if you need anything.
Thanks for your support.
Team Health Masters. If you want to subscribe to the products, remember, get on the subscription so you don't have to mess with it. It just automatically sends it right to your door. Check out the Berberine on sale over the weekend. I appreciate you guys. I love y'all. Have a safe, awesome weekend as always. We'll talk to you again on the Ted and Austin Rower Show Monday.
And remember, if you don't want to lose weight, don't take Berberine. I love you guys.